The Girl with the Golden Eyes by Honoré de Balzac. Translated by Ellen Marriage. Section 1. One of those sights in which most horror is to be encountered is surely the general aspect of the Parisian populace. A people fearful to behold, gaunt, yellow, tawny. Is not Paris a vast field in perpetual turmoil from a storm of interests, beneath which are whirled along a crop of human beings, who are, more often than not, reaped by death, only to be born again as pinched as ever, men whose twisted and contorted faces give out at every pore the instinct, the desire, the poisons with which their brains are pregnant. Not faces so much as masks, masks of weakness, masks of strength, masks of misery, masks of joy, masks of hypocrisy. All alike worn and stamped with the indelible signs of a panting cupidity. What is it they want? Gold or pleasure? A few observations upon the soul of Paris may explain the causes of its cadaverous physiognomy, which has but two ages, youth and decay. Youth, wan and colourless. Decay, painted to seem young. In looking at this excavated people, foreigners, who are not prone to reflection, experience at first a movement of disgust towards the capital, that vast workshop of delights, from which in a short time they cannot even extricate themselves, and where they stay willingly to be corrupted. A few words will suffice to justify physiologically the almost infernal hue of Parisian faces, for it is not in mere sport that Paris has been called a hell. Take the phrase for truth. There all is smoke and fire. Everything gleams, crackles, flames, evaporates, dies out, then lights up again with shooting sparks, and is consumed. In no other country has life ever been more ardent or acute. The social nature, ever in fusion, seems to say after each completed work, "Pass on to another," just as nature says herself. Like nature herself, this social nature is busied with insects and flowers of a day, ephemeral trifles. And so too it throws up fire and flame from its eternal crater. Perhaps before analysing the causes which lend a special physiognomy to each tribe of this intelligent and mobile nation, the general cause should be pointed out which bleaches and discolours, tints with blue or brown, individuals in more or less degree. By dint of taking interest in everything, the Parisian ends by being interested in nothing. No emotion dominating his face, which friction has rubbed away, it turns grey, like the faces of those houses upon which all kinds of dust and smoke have blown. In effect, the Parisian, with his indifference on the day for what the morrow will bring forth, lives like a child, whatever may be his age. He grumbles at everything, consoles himself for